and local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Hour number two, every weekday, 10 to noon. It's all about you and what's going on in your life and what we're doing here in Northern Nevada and, well, not doing for Nevada. You believe it? The health commissions have sent a letter to Sisolak basically demanding they be involved. He doesn't care what our health departments have to say about COVID-19. He quotes experts and yada, yada, yada. And no, that's not the way he's working. That's not what's happening. And that's why he needs to be recalled. That's why he needs to be out of there. But unless you start talking about what's going on in the world around us and who you support and why you support them. Now, I get it. The angry left, the Antifa, the BLM, the Sunrise Movement, all those others, the ones that call themselves progressives here in Nevada, they're just screamers. You can't have an intelligent conversation with them. But if you have any friends that are, you know, independents or on the side of moderate Democrats, have a conversation. Ask them seriously. You're going to vote for Biden? Yet he's been in there for 47 years? I don't think he could even do anything outside of government. Because he has no skills. He's basically useless. Just like his son, Hunter. Look at his record. How can you support that? And how can you support his lies? Just because you don't like Trump. It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. Today's poll question, do you have the cojones? Do you have the guts? Do you have the tough stuff to put political signs out in your front yard? Getting a lot of people emailing me privately at Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Only allowed two signs, but it's there. Have my Trump flags in the windows because they get stolen. Yes, we have to do what we have to do to protect our signs. What's going on with the Biden signs all over town? And virtually no Trump signs. Carson City is loaded with Trump signs. And very few for Biden. Yay! Yeah, I've noticed that. I've noticed that too. Well, we thank Nissan of Carson City for the poll question today and your answers. Love them. Get those signs out there. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Bruce this morning. He wants to talk about our useless governor. Bruce's words. Hey, Bruce, thanks for calling in.
Good morning, Monica. We definitely have a governor that is about as useful as a third eyeball.
Hey, I wouldn't mind having a third eyeball. In the back of my head, in the back.
Well, I suppose that would be more useful than he has proven to be. You know, I can't for the life of me understand how any thinking person cannot see just how tyrannical his tenure as governor has been. You know, he's been known to burst into the legislature and demand legislation that gets pushed through the assembly, pushed through the Senate, and ends up on his desk for signature. That is not how our representative government is supposed to work. But yet, there's people that still support him. I just don't for the life of me, you know.
Well, that's because they support that agenda. They support that dismantling of this country from local, from the ground up.
Well, I know that our founding fathers would be rolling in the grave.
Yeah. And I'm sure they are. So, Bruce, I have a question for you, actually, that I guess I have misspoken many a times on the air. And hopefully you can clear it up. I was under the impression that you could actually print off the petition and sign it yourself and get friends and neighbors to sign it. But I guess you can't do that from the website?
Actually, Monica, you can go to the website and you can volunteer and you will be contacted and a person will get you everything that you need, whether they deliver it to you in person, if that is your preference, or if you want to have it delivered by email. I have emailed a lot of the entire packet for getting signatures to a lot of folks.
Okay. You just can't download it from the website. You actually have to volunteer and contact Taking Nevada
Correct.
Back.
And the train of thought behind that is during the first recall effort, there were a lot of petitions that weren't being tracked and never got turned in. Those signatures were never submitted to the county registrars, so they didn't count. This way, we can keep track of where all the petitions are, who has them, and make sure that every person that signs, their voice is heard.
Okay. That's
why we set up the Taking Nevada Back website that way.
Okay. Thank you for clearing that up, because I have a number of people who are trying to get a hold of those petitions to just, you know, sign them themselves and have family. But I remind people that there are rules for signing. So it's really important. Get
Monica,
a hold of Bruce.
You're free to give out my email address. You have it. People can always, of course, go to the website, but there's another way. If folks are interested, they can come down to the Trump campaign headquarters tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, for the Nevada Patriot meeting. You can sign up to be a petition circulator at that time, and we will have the petitions there for folks to sign if they would like. But we're also going to have a great lineup of speakers. The thing that I love about the Nevada Patriot meetings, Monica, is you always walk out of there smarter than when you walked in. Every time.
Am I supposed to be there?
You are supposed to be there. I was going to say, our lineup of speakers includes everybody's favorite talk radio host, Monica Jay. But we also have Sharon Angle, who is going to talk about the Election Integrity Project. Eddie Lorton, of course, is going to tell us about some of the problems that are going on in Reno and how he thinks we should be approaching fixing them. And also Lynn Chapman is going to be talking about the court cases that are in progress regarding AB 4. The assembly bill that allowed ballot harvesting and all mail-in voting. And great opportunity to get a lot of good information you're not going to hear anywhere else.
Yeah, and especially you need to find out more about the Election Integrity Project, because they are going gangbusters and some amazing lawsuits going on, and just a big win, actually, with the Supreme Court. So you need to find out as much about them as you can, which actually I'll be bringing up that information as well. All right, Bruce, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, the Trump headquarters, Keystone and 4th. It's right there in the Keystone Shopping Center back in the back corner. You can't miss it once you get into that parking lot. So get in there. We hope we see you. And Bruce, again, takingnevadaback.com. Thank you for everything you do. I got to let you go because I got two more people hanging on the line. So, Bruce, thank you so much. And thanks to the whole team. That would be Reva. No, I'm kidding. There's many more, but for Bruce, the team is Reva. Let's get back to the talk and text lines and check in with Gene this morning. Gene wants to talk about Biden. Boy, that's a long conversation, Gene.
Yes, it is. Very. Over 40 years of nothing. But anyway, you know, in my opinion, if people research the organization that he belongs to, and most of our government belong to, and I'm not going to mention it, I'm going to let people research it and find out what most of our government, what organization most of our government, our politicians that are in office belong to. It will shock you. And it is a communist organization. It's been socialist and communist since its conception. And that's what he is, in my opinion. That's what most of our government is. And if people are stupid enough or foolish enough and dumb enough, in my opinion, to vote for him, then they deserve a communist socialist government where they have nothing. And like the peasants, and before we come into the enlightened age, run around with nothing and being turned into absolute slaves.
Well, and Gene, that's the thing, is a lot of these people are looking at actually secession, you know, from the United States, because that is what they want. And there's a real agenda there of, do we give California, Oregon, and Washington the ability to secede? I don't think so. You know, let's push them all into Oregon and Washington, because we cannot have that much coastline vulnerable from outside invasion of the United States. I think there are things that we need to do. Let's go back to the talk and text and check in with Marilyn this morning. Marilyn, do you have your Biden sign?
Oh, Lord, no. I have my Trump sign out, and also have found out I now can send out less Christmas cards this year because of neighbors that won't talk to me, but
hey,
I guess they weren't
money.
Really my friends. But yeah, I mean, but no, what I was calling for up until about a week to 10 days ago, I would say, I mean, the Trump signs did significantly outnumber the Biden. I can tell you, and it's because I drive the whole community and watch it closely, because I get excited when I see Trump Pence signs up. The Biden-Harris signs are all over the place. I mean, just this morning when I was driving home, I mean, I didn't even go straight home. I drove all different areas of Carson where they used to be slathered much more with Trump. And even some of the Trump signs that I know had been there in houses they're gone. And Biden hair signs are everywhere. It makes me not want to go out of the house.
Well, no. Marilyn, you got to get out of the house. Enjoy your life. Don't let their hatred. I know you do.
You're saying I'm shocked.
But let me tell you, one of the reasons why you're shocked is because there are people going around and stealing those signs. And Marilyn, thank you so much for calling and give me that heads up, because I just received this email. Hi, Monica and the listeners. I heard on the show that you wanted to know if we are showing our colors. Well, this Saturday morning at 2:30, our flags were stolen by masked men caught on video. They stole our Support the Blue flag, our Trump 2020 flag, and our Great American flag. We are dealing with the police department and hoping to nail these terrorists with the crime. Police have videos being up here in Tahoe City. We are not exempt from hatred. Your friends and show supporters, thank you so much. Thank you for sending that email. That it just goes to show the left, they don't have a conscience. They don't want the visual effects of there being Trump signs and Trump flags out there. They don't want the people to feel comfortable in their votes. They don't want to have people feel comfortable in their support. So it's through intimidation, through thievery. National story. A woman driving around had her child going out and stealing the signs and throwing them in the back of her car. But this is also their stupidity. Because she decided to put a picture online on social media with all those Trump signs in her trunk. Right there along with her license plate. So, what do you say? The stupidity and the thought of voting for Biden go hand in hand. We'll be back right after this on your FM talk stations, 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
99.1 KKFT, talk that matters most. FM talk, 99.1.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks to Nissan of Carson City for our poll question today, which is, do you got what it takes to stand behind your political beliefs and put campaign signs out in your yard? What do you think? Let's check in with Mike at 884-9910. He's on our talk and text line. Hi, Mike. You want to talk about Biden signs?
Well, yeah, somebody on my block has a Jesus 2020 and a Biden sign. It's like an oxymoron statement to me, but I don't understand. Maybe I'm just ignorant.
Yeah. Somebody has a Biden sign just down from my house, and they've got American flag sticking out of the top of it. I want to go take the American flag and put a communist China flag.
A hammer and sickle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Put the hammer and sickle in it. But, you know, I don't believe in theft. But
yes, Mike. And then I was wondering, you know, if you guys could do a PSA before the Biden ads, because we have time to put on our waders.
I know. I feel about them just
you don't
like
have a
you
choice
do,
because
it at least have we have more Trump spots coming out now.
Yes. But yeah, like Trump could go on CNN and that's totally communism. You're public radio, you're public, so you have to open advertising to everybody. I hope people understand that. You guys don't you personally don't support Biden, but you're open to everybody to put ads. So.
Exactly.
And it needs to be that way. We need to make sure it stays this way for everything.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Mike, thank you so much for the call. And I just got this little email here from Linda. She's a volunteer at the GOP Republican headquarters. Sometimes I give out signs and stuff, and I just wanted to bring it aware to everybody that in Washoe County, we are having our signs stolen like mad off of people's yards, even pulling them down off of fences, the big vinyl signs and everything else, and destroying them. And then all of a sudden, they say an hour or so later, if there is a Biden sign that shows up, or they were never invited to put those signs there before. I'm not accusing Biden of doing this, but it looks kind of suspicious when all of the sudden so many signs are missing and taken. Linda, thank you so much for that. You know, they're playing games, people. This is all they can do. This is all they have. Because they know, look at just Twitter. Okay, Biden has a couple million followers. Yeah. Look at how many millions of people Trump has following him. Look at how many thousands and thousands of people show up as his rallies. Biden got all excited because he had an event the other night and he drove by and all these people were out there waving flags and signs and just so excited on his, you know, little bus trip in, and he was pulling in and got all excited. Well, they were Trump signs and they were Trump flags. Nobody in his event. They were all on the outside supporting his competitor. Let's head back to the talk and text quickly and check in with Terry this morning. Happy Wednesday, Terry.
Hey, Monica, I wanted to talk about signs for a minute. I'm sorry, I'm one of the ones that are changing signs out. Somebody put up a Biden sign, so I went over there and I only had one Trump sign. I put it right on top of it. It's pretty funny. I didn't take it down, but I did put up the my Trump sign right over the top.
Nice. Terry, thank you so much for the call, and you have a great day today. And you know what? You fight fire with fire. You fight fire with fire. Hey, speaking of Trump and Pence, big VP debate tonight. You can hear it right here, starting at 5 o'clock on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We are going to have a very special guest with us at just actually after we get back from Fox News break, and we're going to talk about the debate. What's going to be on tap for tonight for Pence? Taking on the super spreader herself. At least that's how Governor Brown looked at her. Yeah, it's the big debate tonight. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM new news and talk of Northern Nevada, 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley, in Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Wednesday to you. Make of it what you will, because you have the power to make it a great day. Or you have the power to let the left get to you and destroy your day. So turn it around. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Are you strong enough in your political beliefs to put candidate signs in your front yard? I got my Trump-Pence sign right out there up front. Unfortunately, it's not electrified, so if anybody steals it, I got a couple more in the trunk. I'll just put those out. Yesterday's poll question, should city and county meetings be reopened for public attendance and comment? I honestly cannot believe 5% of those participating in the poll said no. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. GBDeclaration.org. Infectious disease epidemiologists and public health scientists have grave concerns about the damaging physical and mental health impacts of the prevailing COVID-19 policies. GBDeclaration.org. Go. Sign it. Listen to what the scientists have to say about the lockdowns and how the lockdowns are worse than the disease. Big happenings tonight, and you can hear it live right here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, starting at 5 o'clock with all the pre-debate speeches. That, of course, Pence and Harris. I love this tweet that I just got. Not tweet, I'm sorry. It's a it's a quick text that I just got about Pence. Pence has a much calmer demeanor. He will wipe the floor with the emotion and excitement and lies of Kamala Harris. Well, let's find out what's going to be happening tonight during the vice presidential debate. Joining us right now, very special guest, Mark Lauder, who is the Director of Strategic Communications. Mark, thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Monica.
Big night tonight, Pence and Harris. What do you think is going to be on tap?
Well, I mean, I have no doubt, and I served as press secretary to the vice president in 2016 and in the White House, so I know him very well. And he's going to prosecute the case. I mean, he is going to talk about the successes of this administration, of this president. He's going to call out the failures of the 47 years of Joe Biden being in Washington, D.C., and the four more years of failure that he would bring if he was elected. But he's also a Midwest guy. He's going to do it with a smile on his face.
Well, you know that. But Harris, from what we know about Harris, she's going to be out there with the emotional side of it. She's going to be out there with the half-truths and misleading the public, as she has in her career. How does he play to get the truth out?
Well, I mean, he'll obviously correct the record. He'll make the case. But, you know, we got to be honest about something here. You know, I mean, it tells you something about Joe Biden and where the Democrat Party is that his big decision on naming Kamala Harris as his running mate, she is the only senator who is either more radical than socialist comrade Bernie Sanders himself. I mean, she's more to the left than the socialist is. I mean, that tells you how under control and radical this party has become. And I'll tell you, Monica, I travel the country on behalf of this campaign all over the place. I'm in Florida right now, and I hear people coming up to me every day, and they say they don't even recognize the Democrat Party anymore. The Democrat Party of your parents and your grandparents is gone, and it's been taken over by the mob.
It all happens tonight, and once again, just like Chris Wallace for the first presidential debate, the moderator tonight, I'm not impressed with. She has a history of just divisiveness when it comes to the Trump administration. How do you think that's going to play out?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, the moderator plays a certain role. I think this debate will be different than the presidential debate because they're different people. And, you know, I think the vice president, regardless of, you know, the questioning from Susan Page, and I know Susan well, you know, he's still going to bring the facts out. And there's nobody better in this administration to talk about the coronavirus response than the man who's been leading the task force since the very early days, and that's the vice president. And so you'll hear Kamala, you know, spew her nonsense, but the vice president will remain calm. He'll correct the record. He'll highlight the positive. He'll attack the record of Joe Biden, and I think people will come away seeing that, you know, that not only do we have a great record to run on, but we also have a great a vice president and president who are just willing to put America first.
Do you think that when Kamala is on tonight for the debate, it will be more of a campaign for her as president, since so many people see her actually as the person who will lead?
I mean, that should scare people.
That's why I brought it up.
That should scare a lot of people. I mean, this is a woman who, you know, supports, along now with Joe Biden, abortion up to the moment of birth. She talks about, you know, completely taking over health care by the federal government. She's for open borders. She raised her hand to say illegal immigrants should be getting taxpayer funded health care. And then when you add on it, Joe Biden's plans for $4 trillion in new taxes. And I've talked about this a lot in Nevada. Let's think about this for a moment, what it means to you. That's $4 trillion that people are not going to spend in your resorts, your casinos, at your restaurants. It's $4 trillion that companies won't be able to spend on conferences and conventions, which I know drives so much of the tourism and the business in your state. I mean, people really need to think about what that $4 trillion, which is twice as much as even Hillary Clinton proposed, what that's going to do to a recovering economy.
I see the entire state as being, or the entire state and the United States, in severe trouble, especially when they're pushing the facts of masks mandated for everyone, no questions asked, and additional lockdowns on a virus that we have seen has fewer deaths from COVID than the flu. Mark, how do you tell those on the left or even those who are just questioning it that a Biden-Harris administration is death to this country?
Well, I mean, I think there's a number of examples. I mean, Joe Biden has talked about mask mandates. He's talked about locking this economy down again when people are ready to get out. And, you know, the thing about the Biden-Harris ticket or Harris-Biden ticket, whatever they're calling it these days.
Harris-Biden.
Is that they think everything is either or. They think you either hide in the basement or you die. And it's just not true. But also what the president has talked about is doing what America always does, which is more than one thing at a time. We have proven that you can get back to work, get back to school, get back to life, and be safe and healthy at the same time. And if you have some of those high risk factors, then absolutely do everything you can to protect yourself. But the rest of us need to get back out there. And we don't need to be hiding in the basement with Joe Biden. And so we can do all of the above. It's not just either or.
Mark, you talk with Pence. What does he feel is the most important thing to get out to the American people tonight? Because I have a feeling that just as many people who watched the presidential debate will be watching this debate because they know that Harris is going to be the big draw here to figure out what she really believes in.
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing is the thing that usually drives most elections, which is the economy. You know, and look at Joe Biden's record. You know, I mean, Joe Biden is the guy who voted for NAFTA, supported TPP, was a cheerleader for China. The only thing Joe Biden's ever gotten from China is $1.5 billion for his son. I mean, he's not the guy that can go toe to toe with China and fight for our jobs. He's the one who sent them there in the first place. So, you know, people see it. And I was in La Crosse, Wisconsin last week during the presidential debate, very blue collar community. And people were coming up to me afterwards, saying they were in labor unions, saying they were, you know, they were just hardworking American folk. And they were saying to me what they saw on that stage the other night was a president not only fighting Joe Biden and fighting Chris Wallace. That's the same kind of fight that they know he brings for their jobs, for their interests, their families. And we know that if you put Joe Biden in charge, we had the slowest recovery since World War II and the Great Depression. We don't want to go back to that again.
I know we're not supposed to have the questions. But do you think that Pence's religion will come up tonight?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, it's your First Amendment right to have freedom of religion, to believe, to not believe, or how you believe. And you know, it's unfortunate that, I mean, what does it tell you about the Democrat Party right now? They think it's okay to burn a church, but not go to one. And they make it illegal for you to go to church. We don't need the government's permission to go to church. We don't need the government's permission to have faith. And if that's where the party wants to be, I'll have that argument every day and we're going to win.
Well, we've already seen them drawing that out with Amy Barrett. So we know how they feel about actually seeking and displaying your religion. So, Mark, thank you so much for joining me on the show today. And I know you're going to be front and center for the debate tonight as well. So we keep our fingers crossed and pray and hope for the best. We know who's going to win this debate. Even though the left will say it's Harris, we know it's going to be our very own Vice President Pence. So thank you, Mark Lauder.
Thank you.
And hope to talk to you again soon. We'll be back right after this on the Monica Jay Show. We're going to wrap it up, actually, on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today as we wrap up the show. We have a great special guest there with Mark Lauder from the Trump campaign, the Strategic Communications Director, talking about tonight's vice presidential debate, which you can hear right here starting at 5 o'clock on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Just received this email from Christian. Christian, the Nevada is that's ours. That's not a song you can go out and find. We kind of had that done up there. So sorry. You're just going to have to keep walking around the office singing Nevada. Couple of quick things when you're looking at your ballot questions. If you haven't gotten your sample ballot or your real ballot yet, please log on to either the Secretary of State's office or the Washoe County Registrar of Voters office, because you can find the ballot questions up. There are 5 ballot questions, even though it goes to 6. You'll see that number 5 is missing. It's kind of like one of those, you know, this blank or this page intentionally left blank. 5 is that way. So 6 is the energy question with NV Energy. Think about what California is going through right now. And make sure, no matter how much you love renewable energy, I love renewable energy, geothermal and wind, and I've got solar panels on my house. I think it's great if people can do what they can do. But we can't have it mandated. We can't have it being forced upon people, and that includes companies. So it is a big fat no on question 6. A big fat no. And if you're arguing about wind energy and the birds, guess what they just did over in Europe and are finding great success with? You know how those big turbines are white? They painted the arms of the turbines black. And they saw a huge decrease in bird deaths. Imagine that. One simple fix because people were paying attention and cared. Again, if you take anything away from the show today, I hope you take this away and share it. All right? GBDeclaration.org. GBDeclaration.org. You can find that on my webpage at 991FMTalk.com when you're answering today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, which of course is, you got it in you to let everybody know your political opinion and put those political signs out in your yard. You can find this web address there. You can also find the Recall Sisolak web address. But this is a declaration signed by, wow, so many incredible scientists and doctors, medical and public health scientists. The number is almost up to 3,500 now. Since I started talking about this morning and put my signature on it, general public was at 70,000. Now it's at 83,000. We have got to share this declaration. And we have to make sure that elected officials see it. Because we are literally killing people by keeping states locked down. I'm sorry, not we, because I know how you feel about it, and I know how I feel about it. They are killing people. The Sheevies, the Sisolaks, the Newsoms, the Whitmers, the Cuomos. Well, we know Cuomo's involvement, especially in the nursing homes. They are killing people. They are damaging physical and mental health by keeping us locked down and not letting us do our thing, not letting us go to our big get-togethers, keeping us from our churches. Did you know that that is one of the first things that the Marxist does? Shuts down churches. They try to erase faith and take away hope. It's not going to happen. Not on our watch. So, Dan, hit it. Got a little something, something here for us.
The FM.
I love that. I love that. That's who we are. We are Nevada. Because you can't say it enough. You can't say it proud enough. We are battle born. We are Nevada strong. And we're Nevada positive. And we're Nevada joyful and Nevada grateful. And we will take this state back. We will make it so red that any liberal Democrat will flee back to California, flee back to Washington and Oregon, where they know it's safe for them to practice their satanic political views. Love you. Have a great day. Make it awesome.